It's 8464CA. Well, I saw in the paper yesterday, and I heard it on pretty good authority across the weekend, because I know the guy that actually put it up. The Christmas tree has arrived on the Esplanade right beside the lagoon. To find out a little bit more about that and some other things on the Esplanade this morning, Division 5's Amy Eden, the Queen of the City, I've heard. Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
Good morning, Murray. Good, thanks. How are you?
Nice to have you along. Pretty exciting stuff, and of course, we know it's that time of the year once we see the Christmas tree go up there on the night, hey?
It's all happening. 1st of December, we've got the turning on of the lights.
So. Excellent.
Yeah, we've got lots of community musical events, sausage sizzles and lots of fun, and then obviously the turning on of the lights. So it's action-packed down there at the Esplanade, and it's also the night of the AIDS candlelit vigil. So it's lots going on the 1st of December, which is a Wednesday.
Excellent. Tell you what, that's another tick in the box. Let's look forward to Christmas just around the corner.
A green tick at that.
It certainly is. Now look, let's talk a little bit more about how well the Esplanade's been working. I mean, since the changes, and of course, you know, it was out of action for a while, but now that it's been reopened, it's just been so popular and it's working really well. But look, one of the things that did come up initially was, I guess, that access still for the full length of the Esplanade, and particularly for some of the restaurants there. People were a little bit concerned about people hooning down there, making a lot of noise when it really is going to be a dining precinct. And I thought that was fair. It seems like there has been a few incidents in recent years. So I guess that section, particularly between Shields and Applin Street, a bit of an issue with respect to through traffic.
Yeah, look, we've done a beautiful job. It's a world-class dining precinct, and we've had nothing but overwhelming feedback from tourists, locals and the traders alike. So tick in the box there. Excellent job. But with those compliments have come, you know, grave concerns for people's safety. There's been a lot of reported near misses. There's been speeding vehicles and alike. Police have been issuing warnings and speeding fines on that little section. It's kind of hard to believe because it's such a small section, but they have been in the last few weeks. So we've had the engineers, the external engineers come out, and we know that there's changes that need to be made. And if you look at the roadway, it looks like a big footpath, Murray.
Sure.
And so it looks like a footpath, and the pedestrians have this right of way, and they just integrate from the dining to the parklands and meander everywhere. So,
which is what it was always about anyhow,
correct.
To join those two areas.
Correct. It, absolutely. The main design goal was to make it a pedestrian-friendly amenity. So making sure that pedestrians are safe, especially unexpected four-year-olds or you know, a foreign tourist that can't understand the road signs, we've got to make sure that everyone's safe. No one wants to go down there and have a steak and witness a crash or a collision of any sort. So.
Or even just having people hooning past, you know, revving engines and all
the
that type of thing.
The motorbikes and things. Yeah.
It's not pleasant at all. And look, you know, let's reminisce. I remember, this is going to surprise you actually, I remember after a Christmas party, so let's just say I'd had a few celebratories, not too many, I grabbed a pizza at La Pizza and started walking north on the Esplanade there with my pizza up like I was a waiter. I couldn't believe it. Somebody drove past the Nard, the passenger in the front seat jumped up, saw me, grabbed my pizza, and they took off up the Esplanade with my pizza. I was shocked. And so I'm yelling and screaming because I've waited for ages and I was so hungry for this pizza. So I had to chase them about 100 metres up the Esplanade, but they said, nah, mate, it's all good. We're only joking. Here's your pizza. And I'm like, oh, thank God for that. And I, you know, just took my pizza. Went across the road, opened up my pizza. It fell out of the pizza box and went face first onto the sand in the Esplanade.
You were not meant to have that pizza that night.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. I still ate my pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
So, certainly having that integrated aspect of the Esplanade, I think, is probably a very important thing I've found out for firsthand myself.
Firsthand, indeed.
Many years ago. I'd only had two drinks, well, maybe a few more. I'm not going to admit to that.
Maybe you stopped counting after two.
Anyhow, we shouldn't digress and tell you my stories. What's the option there for council with respect to that section, particularly, as we said, between Shields and Applin Street?
Yeah, so we're overwhelmingly surprised with the amount of traffic going through, and we've got to reduce that. So that's going to have a partial road closure, maybe from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., those peak dining and pedestrian periods. Mm-hmm. Then the service vehicles, rubbish trucks and the street sweepers and, you know, deliveries can happen from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. So that's one option. One option is closing it entirely for everyday traffic but having it open for commercial traffic.
Yeah.
Another option is having it closed for commercial traffic and certain hours for commercial traffic, and then the rest it's completely closed. So they're the options. We've really got to get the numbers down to under 100 vehicles per hour, which sounds still quite high.
Yeah.
But it's exceeding that in some instances on a Saturday night. We're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vehicles per hour.
Gee, that's incredible. You'd never think that that was the case as well. Well, interesting stuff. And, of course, anything that we can do to keep our CBD safer and, I guess, you know, inviting for people. And I'm sure in due course we'll talk about some of the other ideas around town. Now, look, seeing I've got you nice and early, I'm going to try and trick you here because I know it's been a bit of a controversy over the last couple of weeks. There's a lot of people talking about your vaccination status. Are you prepared to reveal all to me, Amy?
Only because it's you, Murray, and it's just you and I. No one else is listening.
That's right. I won't tell a soul.
Drum roll.
Yeah?
It's the big green tick.
So you got a tick in the box as well.
Got a tick in the box.
So you are vaccinated. Well, that's got to the bottom of that conundrum. There was a lot of rumours around town that you're an anti-vaxxer in the last week or so. But, you know, even in your position, you know, it's up to you. No one can force you to answer that question. And thankfully, you answered of your own accord there. It is a situation where, you know, okay, you're a city leader as such, but I guess it's not a thing where you have an obligation to tell everyone, but you just have. So thank you.
And I guess I just want to be clear that I'm not a health professional.
So
I'm not about to go give health advice. I've had to make the decision that's right for me and for my family, and I encourage people to have that conversation with their friends and family and make the right decision for them.
Yep, sure. So. And also talk to the medical experts if there's any areas that you need clarification.
Yeah.
Well, we got the scoop this morning. Despite all the rumours around town, there's no more controversy, but it's good to see we got another tick in the box. That's all that matters. Have a fantastic day. Division 5's Amy Eden. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks,
cheers.
Murray. Cheers.
Now you can